Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Astaghfirullah, وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم وعفو عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الأول الله الآخر الله الظاهر الله الباطن الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المجدين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى has created our father Hazrat Adam عليه السلام out of the four elements which he has created everything else, earth, water, air and fire. After he has given it the beautiful shape of the human being, he breathed unto him from his own breath his soul and made him alive. And then he, as he says in this ayat, and he taught Adam all the names. And he taught Hazrat Adam alayhi salam all the names, including his own, Asma'il Husna. In reality, what he has done, he has put into him, as he put into him the divine soul, he put also into him samples, traces of his own divine attributes. And we, all human beings, have inherited these divine attributes. Now all this did not happen, obviously, in this world. All this happened in the world which, inshallah, one day when we leave this world, we are going to go to. Hazrat Mevlana Celaleddin Rumi Kudüs-i Serrah-ı Fettahi, he says, whatever you see in this world corresponds exactly what is in the other world. Only they all are small samples of what there is, treasures of it in the other world. He says that based on another ayat in the Quran al-Kareem, in which Allah Ta'ala says, not there is in this world, there is nothing in this world, but its treasures are with us, and we send it down in a known measure. Whatever you see around you and in you, and even things which we do not see, which we attempt to see with microscopes and telescopes. It corresponds to what there is in that other world, inshallah, which we will see, says Hazrat Mawlana. Now then, when I look at myself now, and I wish you would too, I do not see nor feel that I have in me the traces of the Asma'ul Husna, the traces of the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. But there are so many things as we sit here that we possess which we have no idea and no feeling of. I don't even feel that I have legs unless somebody chases me and I have to run, then I know I have legs. I don't feel that I have hands and arms unless I need to use them. Who feels that you have got lungs, that you have got a stomach, that you have got intestines, that you have got kidneys and liver? Right now, who does? Unless when we have a sickness in our kidneys and we have got the pain, then we know we have kidneys. When we have stomach sick, then we know that we have got a stomach. When we cough terribly, then we know we have lungs. Who is aware of the spring wind which contains the beautiful fruits and flowers and everything else when these bare trees are going to come back alive? Who sees it in the spring winds which carries the seeds of all those things which we are going to see? The roses blooming, the flowers which will turn into fruits. In the same way, the divine attributes, the Asma'ul Husna, which all of us have inherited from our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when the occasion presents that it needs to come out to respond to an occasion which, if unresponded, will cause problems for us, then all of a sudden we see the compassion raises in us. All of a sudden the ability to forgive raises in us. When we need somebody in destitute situation, all of a sudden the manifestation of Ya Kareem, or the generous one, you know, it surfaces in our consciousness. When we need the force to beat something which is endangering our life, Ya Kavi, Ya Kadir, the strength, the energy, you know, comes up in us. Now it's very important though that we recognize that we indeed do have those divine attributes in us. But it is equally important for us also that we also have our private devil in us. And it is after recognizing the existence of our Nafsi Ammara, which is our enemy and which is Allah's enemy, whose duty is really to destroy and to kill us and to make us do all the wrong things. And there is the Allah given the beautiful Asma'il Husna also in us, precisely to defend us against this enemy in us. We have to be aware of it, even if it is just as a thought, and our not feeling it should not discourage us, because we do not even feel our hearts, which keeps us alive. Now, amongst all the attributes of Allah Ta'ala which He has placed in the human being, in our case of the Muslims, perhaps the most important is Adalat, is the Ya Adil, the just one. Because Islam and Ummah is built on justice. Islam does not exist without justice. And justice today is a commodity which is very hard to find, neither in the world nor, alas, amongst Muslims. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was called Umar Adli, Umar the Just One. He is the one who said that during my caliphate, if a goat would fall down into the water passing through a bridge, he said, it is my responsibility and my fault. Harun al-Rashid in the 9th century, during his time in the Sufi tradition, there is a majzub called Behlul Dana. Some say that he was the step brother of Harun al-Rashid. One day, Behlul Dana, who is crazy, somehow or another find his way to get into the palace and into the throne room. And he went and sat on the throne of the Caliph. Immediately the guards came, they hit him and they beat him, and then he started crying, but really screaming, shedding tears and screaming. And then the Caliph walked in. Harun al-Rashid said, Ya Behlul, excuse them, they don't know who you are, you know, so I mean, it's okay, don't cry. You know, they didn't hurt you much. Said, no, 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 said Behlul to Harun al-Rashid. He said, I am not crying for myself. He said, I am crying for you. The Caliph was shocked. He said, why are you crying for me? He said, I sat for a few seconds in your throne, and the beating which I got, you have been sitting on it since years. Imagine the beating which you are going to get. And then Harun al-Rashid started crying, Ya Behlul, Ya Behlul, Ya Behlul, what should I do? Behlul said, justice, justice, justice. Later, 16th century, there is an Ottoman Sultan, which is called Sultan Süleyman Kanuni, Süleyman the Lawful. The Europeans call him Süleyman the Magnificent. He was at the gates of Vienna, and he was in his tent, and all of a sudden he heard some German screaming and shouting, "I want my cows! I want my cows!" And of course the Janissaries, the army people, wanted to take this man away, and he got out from his tent, the Sultan, "Bring the man over." The man came and he said, "What's your problem?" He said, "I lost my cows." "What, did you put them in the stable and close the door?" He said, "Why should I? You claim to have brought law and order here, so I left everything open." And he ordered the soldiers either to find the cows of the peasant or to buy some cows and give it to him. This is what justice was in Islam. Now justice is a name of Allah Ta'ala, the ultimate just one. It happens to us every day. I say that the traces of Asma'il Husna which we have, it comes out when the occasion presents itself. You have disagreement with your parents. You have disagreement with your children. We have disagreement with our wives. And the wives have disagreement with their husbands. We have disagreement with our friends and our neighbors. We have disagreement with the government. We have disagreement because we think we are right. Now the right is the core of justice. Who is right? So if we do have the sense of justice, the sense of divine justice, we will never have this problem of having discord with anybody, because we will be easily able to see who is right. And usually it is the other person who is right. Now all this based what Hazrat Mevlana says, what Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, that everything which exists here, me, you, this masjid, the plants and trees outside, each and every one corresponds to what exists in the other world. There is also a very, very important ayat in the Quran al-Azim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Surely we belong to Allah, and to Him we will return. We, as surely as we are alive today, we will return home to that world this nose, this mouth, this hand, these feet these fingers and the fingernails on it, this heart, and all what we have done during this short life of ours on this planet, all what we have said, all what we have thought and what we have felt, all this together, we will go back home. And at back home, we will be standing a trial. And we will be asked that we are given a life and we have been made a human being with all the advantages which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, and with all the knowledge and the ability and the materials which has been given to us, what have you done with all I have given to you? We will be asked for an accounting of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make your accounting before you have to make your accounting. One of the secrets of the prayer five times a day, which the Shaykh of Hazrat Ibn Arabi gave to Hazrat Ibn Arabi as a duty, is before he said to Hazrat Ibn Arabi, you make your five times prayers a day. Sit facing the Kaaba and with a clean heart and clean mind, give few minutes to think, to remember, what have I done between the morning prayer and the noon prayer? Few hours. These things which I have done or said or thought or felt, do they correspond to what I know to be right or to be wrong? If it is right, said the Shaykh to Hazrat Ibn Arabi, thank and praise Allah Ta'ala. If it is wrong, shed tears and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. That will be making your accounting before we make our accounting. For that we have to be heedful and conscious to know what we are doing. For that we have to know enough of our religion to know whether what we do is right or wrong. And to that we have to have enough strength of faith to praise Allah Ta'ala and to thank Him for the right things which we have done, and to beg Him to forgive us and promise Him we will try not to do it again for the things which we have done wrong. Ya Rabbi,
Ameen.
Have mercy on us.
Ameen.
Most of the wrong things which we do, Ya Rab, we don't do it in revolt or in purpose. Yarab, we do the wrong things we do in sleep. Yarab, have mercy on us and wake us up from the sleep of heathenism. Amen. From a drop of water in the beautiful form and shape of a human being. We were hungry, you fed us, you renewed, you dressed us. We didn't know how to walk or how to talk. You taught us how to walk and how to talk. Ya Rab, all through our lives, before we even realize what we need, that you brought it to us more than what we need. So many gifts that we cannot possibly count. But the greatest gift, O Lord, which you have given us is Iman and Islam and Ihsan. And you have given us your first creation, from which you have created everything else. You have given us your beloved, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our example, as our murshid, our teacher, our prophet, our intercessor. For all that, Ya Rab, have mercy on us. We have tyrannized ourselves. We haven't been thankful to you. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. And then sometimes, not often, and never above our forbearance, you test us. You test our faith in you. You test our obedience to you. You test our love for you, not that you know, not so that we know. You test us with little pain, little sickness. You test us with little hunger, little poverty, taking away from us things which we think are ours, but in reality all belongs to you. And Ya Rab, you praise so often in the Quran al-Azim and in the example of the Prophet which you have sent us, patience. Patience is the key to paradise. Patience is the key of victory in this world. Patience is half of religion. Ya Rab, we always fail in the test which you pass us. We never know how to show patience. On the contrary, O Lord, we complain about you. We complain about you to our doctors, to our lawyers, to our wives. Woe to us. We have tyrannized ourselves. Ya Rab, have mercy on us.
Amen.
And teach us patience.
Amen.
And count us amongst your patient
servants. Amen.
Ya Rab, you say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Your beloved says that Muslims are brothers to Muslims, and all Muslims is one nation. And he said that if we do not love each other for your sake, our faith is incomplete. He says that my ummah is like one single body. If the finger aches, the whole body aches. Shame on us. We do not love each other. There are 1.5 billion of us, like a broken mirror. Everyone on his own. Everyone thinking of himself. Everyone hating each other. Oh Lord, we don't love each other. We hate each other. We kill each other better than the enemies of Islam. But one day that we still remember that we were all united. There was tawhid amongst Muslims. And we were together. We were wise. We were beautiful. We were loving, we were compassionate, we were strong. People loved us and feared us and even copied us. Woe to us. We have brought this malheur on ourselves. Ya Rab, have mercy on Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rab, make us change our ways.
Amen.
Make us love each other.
Amen.
Make us care for each other.
Amen.
Ya Rab, bring back the unity to Ummat Muhammad. Ya Rab, bring back the unity to Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rab, bring back unity to Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
And the wisdom and the beauty and the strength. Back to Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Amen. Bismillah Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mahdalif al-Malawan. Al-Hakab al-Asaran. Al-Kala al-Rajidan. Al-Sakfar al-Fakadan. Al-Malik wal-Wuhahu al-Wahi al-Tubayjihi min al-Tahiyyatu al-Salam. Al-Farik wa sallim alayhi kathiran, kathiran, kathiran. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والاولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى اهل طاعتك اجمعين من اهل السماوات والى الارضين فرضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول الله والصحابه اجمعين امين والحمد لله.